It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 9, Bournemouth 0. Should be an easier one to do than the Monday night at Old Trafford. Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope and myself, Dan Morgan, to go through it. Neil, not to be too disrespectful or disparaging to Bournemouth, but we'll go mugs away when we start on the approaches for this one. And actually, they fascinated me when I watched them, as particularly first half, because I want to get your opinion on how they set up and what they came into the game to do, but they seemed to me to be really, really wedded to a mid-block 4-3-3. And then when they dropped with the two centre-backs and the six only, and there was just tons and tons of space around them. They didn't block in, they didn't drop in a line, they didn't stay compact. They left spaces all over the pitch, and when you look at that, particularly around the opening sort of half an hour, it's no real surprise that Roberto Firmino's having the time of his life.
I think the important bit of context to talk about Bournemouth is that the previous two games they've played against Manchester City, played against Arsenal, and been battered in the first half of both games. And I think if we remember that, we can maybe be a bit kinder to what seems like a bit of a weird decision from their manager to use this one to move from a back five, effectively, which is what it's been, to a back four, because he's able to go, well, that didn't work. We've had a go at that, and we've gone to, you know, two really good sides at the moment, and that didn't work. Similarly, I think he's also thinking Liverpool, they're not necessarily in a great place at the moment. Can I put them under a little bit of pressure? Can I make it awkward for them? Is there a thing I can do? And then the other thing he's probably thinking is, if Klopp does go back, or if Klopp reverts to anything, or if Liverpool do anything a little bit different, it's likely to involve there being waiter numbers in the middle of the park. So if I've got someone else in there, literally we can pass to, we might be able to look after the ball a bit more. Because in the games against City and Arsenal, what they've not been able to do is look after the ball in any meaningful way. The other bit of context, which is really important, I think, is that they had the best defensive record in the Championship last year. And this is where, again, if you want to sort of have a sympathetic outlook towards them, where I think it must be they're trying to effectively get to grips with what all of this is and work out what sort of football team they're going to be in this division, having just shipped. As I say, it's not just the idea that they shipped 3 and 4 to Arsenal and City. It's more that they were, you know, that it could have been a lot worse, as this game sort of goes on to demonstrate. So, yeah, I think that is exactly why, you know, Firmino gets to have the time of his life, as you describe it there, because ultimately you've got centre-halves who can't handle it. You've got full-backs who, I actually think, for the first half, Adam Smith plays all right, to be fair, but he gets hooked. So maybe Scott Parker didn't agree with me, but I thought that Adam Smith at least felt like he was involved in the game to a degree, and he's got Premier League experience. In amongst all of this, they're just trying to hang on for dear life before a ball's kicked. And I think that that's not a good place to be. And especially against a Liverpool that when they got the foot on the throat, they were never, ever going to take it off. And, you know, it's right to have a bit of sympathy for them. I think the manager, the way in which he's spoken afterwards and his clear demeanour, you know, it's one of those moments where you remember that the manager, like a lot of other managers in the league, the manager has managed minds. You know, he's got promoted and got whacked. He literally knows that reality.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You know, they are absolutely whacked.